Here at the City Market in Indianapolis, I just had a meeting with the Indianapolis Neighborhood Services Director, or Manager, Dennis Papenmeier. And I'm asking him the same questions that I've been asking everybody. What would your neighborhood look like if you could say that the dominion of God is here?
I think the first thing that obviously comes to mind is that there would be a greater sense of peace and of safety for folks in my individual neighborhood, and I think in many of the neighborhoods across town. You know, the first interaction of what God looks like in that neighborhood is that there is going to be a greater sense of peace with individuals. You satisfy that need. You take away the constant looking over your shoulder. You take away the constant concern about your family or your children, and then you can really start to develop those relationships with your neighbors, and you can start to develop your relationships with your faith parts of your community, and then you're able to dig deeper. You're better able to develop that sense of community beyond just having the religious or the spiritual, but as I said, better develop that sense of community in total,
right,
which fosters, you know, that sense of peace, that sense of safety, which in turn then fosters, you know, the moving of the Spirit. So
probably a better relationship and really caring for each other.
Oh, sure. And that's, you know, if we don't have a relationship with God, it's hard for us to have a relationship with our neighbor. But the opposite is also true. If we don't have a relationship with our neighbor, sometimes it's difficult for us to see God.
Yeah.
It's oftentimes the way that folks meet God is through their neighbor and through what they see in their neighbor's house and in their neighbor's home and in their neighbor's daily life. And you can't meet God if you don't have that relationship with somebody, whether that's your next door neighbor or the guy down the street or the small business owner that sells you gasoline or whatever. If you don't develop that relationship, then you could walk through life and never see God.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks, Dennis. I'm here with Gary Lovelace. He's a member of Neighborhood Services for Indianapolis. And Gary, if you would, give a brief introduction of what you do, which area, and also what would your neighborhood look like if you could say that the dominion of God is here?
Wow. My neighborhood, my area that I cover, is the southeast quarter of the county. Which is primarily more rural. I have the town of Beech Grove, town of Speedway, suburban rural. What would look different is there would be very few needs. It would be less crime, more love. Not sure how to say it all, but in all honesty, it would be much better.
Yeah. Now, you were mentioning earlier that, you know, for the rule of God to come, that people are, you know, they need to know the word, or you were saying something in that vein earlier.
Certainly. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you have the word of God in you, you know what's right.
Yes, yeah.
And so many people say, oh, God told me this. Now, wait a minute, that's in direct contradiction to the word. You don't know the word.
Yeah.
So if the word is in you, the word will make your spirit quick and alive, and you'll understand things that you don't understand.
Wow.
So you need to understand God's word.
Right.
It starts with, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So be in the word, hear the word, use the word.
Amen. Thank you, Gary.